So anyway, this was Jamie's room, and we've pretty much kept it the way, it was left. And
The bedroom of Jamie
all
Bernard feels like a mountain lodge.
the
In the
type
basement of
of
this huge
furniture
log cabin-style home are papers,
so
notepads,
that
and
as
stacks of books that
much
belong to the
as
young man who
much
once
as
slept here.
I
There's a Hunter S.
need
Thompson-style
Jamie's
Gonzo poster on the
room
wall,
for
and Jamie's self-portrait in the
this
noir
weekend
style of the
because
Sin City graphic novel.
Popa
And there's a school
is
planner on the
here.
bed from 2005.
And
It's all part of the collection of
I've
memories
been really
Sally Bernard,
excited
an
to
Aspen
be
resident,
back
has of her son,
where
who
I was
committed suicide
born.
half a decade ago.
So
What she was
it's
left with
great
were
to
his
have something that
drawings, his
is finished
writings, the art he'd been
pieces
making when he was a student at Bard
and
College in New York. One
people
piece in
that
particular is a doodle on a survey of his
know
favorite professor.
what this is. It's a he it's the student has to rate their teacher, and this was his favorite teacher, and she worked with him on his creative writing. And that's Jamie, that's his professor, and she's the superhero who's getting rid of ignorance and neurotic bullshit.
Jamie's running away while his
So
professor confronts the ignorance and neuroses face to face in the form of a giant monster. And this is on the bottom of a faculty quality survey. Sally wanted to create a place for Jamie's work to be seen, somewhere that would allow everyone to appreciate what the rest of the world hadn't been able to experience yet. The place would be named POBA, where the arts live. POBA is an online gallery that showcases the work of artists who, for the most part, you probably haven't heard of. Artists who hadn't hit their prime, those who passed away suddenly, or maybe the work of artists you do know, but in mediums they aren't appreciated for. It also catalogs the work of people who are still alive and well and want to archive their art before their time comes. Jennifer Cohen is one of the managing directors for POBA. She was one of Sally's college roommates. Together, they created a space for families and friends of the late artists to put the work that was left behind. The goals of the group are many, not only to have a place for everyday viewers to see new art, but for those close with the creator to get a better understanding of the person they knew. Jennifer has seen firsthand how getting art into POBA has affected people's lives.
the experience of putting this collection together herself really gave her an opportunity to kind of rediscover her brother and to really understand his work in a different way.
And lots of the people who've submitted their loved ones' art to POBA feel that way. It's created a space where people can share more than art. It's the stories, too. Earlier this year, a collection of letters written by Private Hyman Shulman to his wife Sandy were cataloged with the help of POBA. In each letter, he documented his trials in World War II until eventually his unit liberated the Buchenwald concentration camp in Germany. The story was covered by the New York Times. It's these deep personal stories that Cohen says POBA is trying to find and share with the world. Experiences and moments like this one in a video celebrating the 75th anniversary of the American Ballet Theatre.
Clark Tippett, I can't not mention Clark Tippett. That was really special because he was a choreographer being developed, in-house, and was just beginning to
Find his
touch
voice, you know.
the edges of his
Extremely talented
gifts.
dancer and choreographer.
American Ballet alums Amanda McCarrow and
used
John
both of
Gardner
us a
spoke for an
lot.
entire minute
Created
in
a
a
pocket
2-minute and
between
45
us.
second clip
I was
about how
safe if
Clark
I ever
Tippett,
were
a
to
ballet
leave.
dancer, had influenced their lives.
Never
When
again.
one of Clark's surviving sisters, Janie, saw the video, she was taken aback by how much her brother affected other people.
I had no idea how much the work he did with them impacted them.
It was moving for her to listen to that video online and to hear how much they appreciated working with him.
They were all three dancing still, and he created this ballet specifically for them, and they felt like he really understood who they were.
The ballet is called Some Assembly Required and was performed in 1989 by McCarrow and Gardner, the two people in the ABT video. As they leap and prance across the stage in a play and commentary on love and sex, they continuously sidestep each other, but they always return back to their lover's side, arm in arm. I felt a little odd scrolling through the pages of POBA. It was uncomfortable to think about how the art I was seeing was so beautiful, yet I was unable to shake how almost all of these people died before their prime. Sally's son, Jamie, was in his early 20s. and Clark Tippett, the ballet dancer, was 37. For me, it was different than going to a museum and seeing a Van Gogh. Through my art classes and history books, he'd always been the famous painter who died long before I came into this world. But some of these people were of my generation. Some of these people had died in my lifetime, as I experienced their art. Popa is trying to mix this history, the realness and the constant shadow of death, and the art, together into something that people can use as a lens through which to view the work of its artists who may have physically passed on, but whose memory is still alive in people's hearts. Jennifer Cohen from POBA says the website will always be about the art, even if it's part of its mission to allow a place for people to share the work of their loved ones.
Well, the intention was always to create basically an online arts hub that would be not only a place where people that love the arts could discover new art, but also estates and artists could come to find a central place where they could find reliable resources.
Leslie Cogan is the wife of the late singer Andrew Gold, who's known for his 1977 hit Lonely Boy. When Andrew passed away in 2011, Leslie found out that taking care of the art that was left behind was a bigger deal than she expected it to be.
It's like you're sort of married to two people, or your father was, depending on who it was in your life, there was a separate entity, the art.
Leslie found old tapes, DAT recordings, computers full of demos and half-written songs. She learned more about who Andrew was by going through his work, including the demo of this song, which was originally going to be part of a collaboration with the creators of Alvin and the Chipmunks. And Sally Bernard created POBA with the hopes that people would be able to see the art that was created by people that didn't have time to share their work. But she also got the added benefit of getting to know her son a little bit more.
So they're gone, but you can get close to them again through reading or looking at their work.
Do you feel like you know your son better now?
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure it out. still more to learn.
Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.